and waste precious time. Here's how to regain control. Breathe deeply. Practice the 4-7-8 technique. Inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 7, exhale for 8 to slow your heart rate and refocus. Assess your situation. Take stock of your surroundings, tools, and immediate threats. A moment of observation often reveals solutions. Repeat a survival mantra. Use a phrase like, "Stay calm, act smart," to center your thoughts. Pro tip, practice visualization. Imagine yourself calmly handling a crisis, like lighting a fire in the rain. This mental rehearsal builds confidence and reduces panic when real challenges arise. Number 3, adaptability, the key to thriving. Survival isn't about rigid plans, it's about being flexible. Nature is unpredictable, and the ability to adapt is your strongest asset. Assess, don't assume. Reevaluate your strategy often. For example, if your initial shelter fails, move quickly to improve it rather than clinging to a bad plan. Improvise tools. Learn to see everyday objects as resources. A broken zipper becomes fishing line. A shoelace becomes cordage. Stay curious. Curiosity fuels innovation. Ask yourself, what else can I use this for? Number 4, confidence through preparedness. Confidence is built before you even enter the wilderness. Here's how to prepare your mind for survival challenges. Learn basic skills. Knowing you can start a fire, build a shelter, or forage safely gives you peace of mind. Pack smart. A well-organized survival kit minimizes decision fatigue in high-pressure situations. Practice in controlled environments. Test your skills in your backyard or during a camping trip. Simulated challenges boost your problem-solving confidence. Number 5. Developing resilience, the long game. Wilderness survival isn't just about the first 24 hours. It's about enduring. Resilience is built through these habits. Set micro-goals. Break big tasks into small, achievable steps. Instead of worrying about long-term survival, focus on gathering wood for the next fire. Celebrate small wins. Found a water source? Built a windproof shelter? Acknowledge your achievements to stay motivated. Maintain a routine. Even in the wild, structure reduces stress. For example, set time frames for tasks like foraging, shelter maintenance, and rest. Number 6, the power of positive thinking. Your attitude can be the difference between survival and giving up. Optimism helps you stay resourceful and motivated. Reframe setbacks. Instead of thinking, "I failed to catch fish," think, "I learned what didn't work today, and I'll try again tomorrow." Visualize success. See yourself succeeding, whether it's starting a fire or finding water. Positive visualization reduces anxiety and improves outcomes. Surround yourself with purpose. If you're with a group, take leadership in fostering a team spirit. A shared sense of purpose keeps morale high. Number 7, mindset exercises, building mental strength. To sharpen your survival mindset, practice these mental exercises regularly. Meditation for focus. Spend 10 minutes a day focusing on your breath. This helps you stay calm and clear-headed under stress. Obstacle simulation. Create small challenges in everyday life, like navigating your home in the dark, or limiting your reliance on technology for a day. Journaling. Write about times when you overcame adversity. Reflecting on past successes strengthens your belief in your own resilience. Number 8. Real-life stories of survival mindsets. Learn from those who have faced the ultimate test. Aaron Ralston. Trapped in a canyon, he amputated his own arm to survive. His mantra? Decide what's next. Julian Kupke. After a plane crash, she walked through the Amazon jungle for 11 days. Her knowledge of nature, learned from her father, kept her calm. These stories highlight the unbreakable spirit that comes from a determined, focused mindset. Conclusion: the ultimate survival tool. No knife, axe, or fire starter is as powerful as the human mind. Mastering your mindset transforms